Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's all the stars standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Hola, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. But first, Mom, and we made it to drinking time. Time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see with Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, this is kind of weird, but today we toast naked men who throw rocks. Now, it's not a large collection of people, but in this case, we have two men who chose to get naked and throw rocks within a 24-hour period. We figured they deserve a toast. And look, they don't know anything about each other. They're in different parts of the country, but they seem to have the same pattern of behavior. So let's start in Brevard County, Florida, where a man was arrested for standing naked in a driveway and throwing rocks at passing cars. Why? We do not know. So that's what he chose to do. But deputies were called to the Port St. Lucie neighborhood, and they found Dewey Kahn is his name, standing nude in the driveway of his home. And listen, I saw this guy's mugshot. Nothing good could possibly have happened in that moment. But deputies said there were multiple witnesses nearby that saw Kahn throwing rocks and hitting cars. So they explained, like, listen, man, we know you're on your property. We know you're naked, but you got to stop throwing rocks at cars. Well, at that point, he just turned around and decided to go back into his house. They followed him in. They eventually arrested him. But this is where I feel Dewey Kahn, who, again, got naked and threw rocks at cars, he's only being charged with exposure of sexual organs. Nothing to do with throwing rocks.
He must have not hit any of the cars.
I guess not. So it just seems like an odd story, right? So I'm reading that story, and I'm like, that's such a weird thing to do. And about 5 minutes later, we go to the city of Las Vegas, where the very next day, police had to lock down nearby schools. And they had a middle school and a high school. It got locked down. There was an hour-long standoff. Why? Because another naked man who has nothing to do with this first guy was throwing rocks at cars. Now, in this case, the cops showed up, and as soon as they got there, he ran into his home, stayed naked, went up to the second floor of his house, opened a window, and guess what? Started throwing more things at the cops. His name is Michael Spangenthal. And the thing about him is, apparently, they have a lot of history with this guy for the exact same thing. Police have twice responded to this block for what they're calling similar incidents. Similar incidents is being naked and throwing rocks at cars. It happened in September of 2017. It happened exactly a year before that in September of 2017. He's been arrested each time, again, like his buddy there in Florida, for getting naked and throwing rocks at cars.
Like a rock.
Like a rock. I just don't understand it, man. I mean, I know these are weird times. People are doing different things. And I chuckled at the first guy, like, right, he got naked and threw rocks. And then I'm scanning through stories. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I thought it was the same story, but it's not.
Here, kids go up on I-5 over the overpass and throw rocks at oncoming cars. So they got a whole different thing here. I'd rather be naked or and get hit by a rock in Florida than have somebody throw a boulder off of an overpass into my car.
It depends. Kids get a little bit of a break because they are kids, right? adults, if you're going to throw a rock at a car, and this is just my guess, this is not legal advice, my guess is, if you do it naked, you almost get more leniency because people assume you're crazy. If you do anything naked in public, people assume you're crazy, and I feel like it cuts you a little slack, right?
Yeah.
If you say, oh my God, that guy defecated at a bus stop, you say, oh, the naked guy? They go, yeah, anyone surprised? Somehow it's just different.
That's my thought. Yeah.
If you're naked, rob a bank, do what you want, you're fine. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
You bet your ass I can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Anthony, how are you doing on day one of the self-quarantine?
You know what? Aside from hearing you guys in the news, nothing's changed. I'm a garbage man, so I just do the same old thing every day.
And do you have any fear about anything based on the fact that most people have touched all their garbage? Does that bother you, or do you feel like you can be safe and do the job?
I mean, I double up on gloves. I wear the latex gloves and work gloves over it if I have to get out for whatever reason. So I'm just super careful, and I go through hand sanitizer like crazy.
Do they supply it for you?
Yep. Okay. They do. And we have like a commercial grade, like a sanitizer spray that we use in our truck as well.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. What is the one thing, Anthony, that you have in your place right now that someone threw away that you could not pass up and you had to take home?
A head of lettuce.
Now, I know there's something. People throw everything away. Thinking, oh, somebody, but there had to be something where you're like, you know what?
There's nothing wrong with
this. I'm taking that, right?
Honestly, not lately, but late last year, someone had some old lawnmower tires sitting out of their garbage can, and I have a go-kart at home, so I had to.
That's perfect.
All right, cool. Did they fit your go-kart?
Yeah, they do. I haven't put them on yet, though. I still have the old set on there. I haven't really rode it too much, but I had to grab them.
Yeah. I believe it.
I wish I had a go-kart. I always wanted a good kid, adult, doesn't matter.
Too old now.
I know. Am I?
Yeah.
Am I too? Why?
Because now you need like a dune buggy. Because you're 6 foot
right.
Four.
Yes, all right. That's fair.
You can't exactly put your knees up into your chest and ride one of those things.
You're a heightist. All right there, Anthony. You understand how this here game is played?
Yes.
Fantastic. As always, I have three stories for you to choose from. Two of them deal with the tried and true ethnicity slash race. Our third story involves a drug, where you will hear the story, and then you must guess the drug you believe is responsible for the ridiculous behavior.
All right.
What do you want to go, ethnicity or drugs, Anthony?
Let's go drugs.
Drugs! People are loving the drugs, man.
Okay.
Loving the drugs. I think people have more experience with drugs than racism, so that's a good thing.
Very positive.
Someone said, you want your kid to be a drug addict or a racist? Ideally, perfect world, both. But if I had to pick one, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Take the drugs.
Yes, I go drug addict, because here's the thing. I've realized, like, if my kids, they started snorting cocaine, right? I find it in a room, I take it. What are they going to do? They're not going to come to me and ask.
No.
But I'd be like, I don't have it. I snorted it as soon as I saw it.
Why is Dad mopping the kitchen and the foyer?
All right, here is your story. A homeless woman with a slew of priors. She now faces more charges in Concord, New Hampshire. This after two arrests within the span of a month. Amanda Bernier. Now, she was arrested on domestic violence charges, civil assault charges, and warrants. Then a few weeks later, she was charged with three counts of sale of a controlled drug and two counts of criminal trespass. In the domestic violence case, police were called to a report of a man who was assaulted. When they arrived, they spoke with the victim, who stated that a woman, later identified as Bernier, she was on drugs and bit his arm and scratched him as he tried to pull away. And he accused this woman of fleeing the scene by hopping over a fence. The officer confirmed the bite marks on the victim's arms and the scratches, still bleeding on his arms as well. Well, they finally caught up to the woman a few blocks away. She denied attacking the victim, but she did say that she gave him a bear hug to prevent him from leaving the apartment. When asked about the bite marks and scratches, suddenly she had nothing to say, didn't want to talk anymore. Well, a check yielded two warrants on her. One, for violation of probation. Another for failure to appear on the possession of controlled drugs with intent to distribute. So she ends up getting arrested on the spot, held without bail. Now, she's had numerous arrests during the past 8 years, including felony disposing of stolen property, felony sale of a controlled drug, felony sale of methamphetamine, criminal trespass, falsifying evidence, and violation of a protection order, as well as a whole slew of other warrants. In 2018, she was indicted twice on meth sales. She also for falsifying evidence, flushing a hypodermic needle down the toilet to end her police investigation, etc., etc., etc. So look, she has a history of selling meth, but that's not necessarily the drug she was on when she attacked this guy. So when she attacked this guy, do you believe she was in fact on meth, PCP, crack, or bath salts? So meth, PCP, crack, or bath salts?
Well, as soon as the story started and you said homeless person, I don't know why I was leaning towards meth right away.
That's fair. But, I mean, look, it's the U.S. Meth is a fairly solid guess.
True. But after talking about how much she deals out meth, I feel like meth is a minimum. I feel like she's probably close to immune to it by now. It's got to be something a little stronger. So I'm kind of leaning towards PCP.
I would, except for the fact that she shut up when the police started asking her about the bites and the scratch marks.
Well, keep in mind, she has enough of a history of the cops where I think she realizes, all right, well, if you get me on that, it's different, right?
I don't know if crack is in New Hampshire or not, but it seems a little cracky to me.
The problem is New Hampshire, right?
She jumped the fence and bit someone, too, so I don't know.
Usually dogs do that kind of thing.
Which maybe indicates PCP or bath salts.
Oh, yeah, bath salts is still an option. I forgot.
But scratching to draw blood, that's a whole nother thing. Okay.
I didn't mention she's a cat.
Anthony, methamphetamines, PCP, crack, bath salts. Which way are you going to lean here?
This is both for the party we're throwing tonight and your guests.
All right. Well, if it's for that, I'm going to stick with PCP.
You're going to go PCP?
Yep, I am.
I'm going to go crack.
I'm going crack?
Because I think crack is whack. Okay, we're going to find out, PCP, final answer, if she's on meth, PCP, crack, or bath salts next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We had a Concord, New Hampshire profile this.
Yeah.
We've got a woman who was arrested for assault. She was all hopped up on the drugs, got into a fight with her partner there, and she bit the man and scratched him deep. I mean, he was bleeding. Before running away, she was eventually apprehended. Had a couple of warrants out for her arrest on previous drug distribution charges.
Anthony, what Miles was saying here is that she reeked of class. I think we can agree with that. But she got busted for biting and scratching a man. It drew blood. And so my question is, what is the drug you're on to do that? Was it methamphetamine, PCP, crack, or bath salts? Now, you went with PCP, Miles. You went with crack, right?
I went crack, correct.
You went crack. Anthony, you went PCP. And I think both of those are very, very strong guesses. Because, again, obviously, this lady's a lunatic. However, for both of you, I have troubling news.
Oh, we're both losers. words, Anthony.
Anthony, just so you know, so you can better identify drugs, bath salts.
Oh.
She was, in fact, on bath salts.
I'm glad we didn't know what the hell we're talking about as far as that goes.
I think you're just doing that, but yeah, bath salts.
Sure, that's for faking it. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Oh, ah. Ted, you shaved up your beard quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
That is tight.
And I grew more hair, but I keep it under this hat.
Yes, you did. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Have you get a chance to talk to Ted or text back and forth at all? He seemed to be losing his mind, or does he keep it sane?
He is absolutely losing his mind. However, he's keeping sane through the magic of television. So, as we've been doing on our television aficionado, the Ted Smith has been homesick for the last couple of days, as you all know. But even sick days are not enough to keep him from putting in the effort to bring us the latest in cutting edge TV.
Are you telling me that he is there and he is watching television for us?
He is.
Wow.
That is. See, a lot of you are at home and sure you're streaming shit. You're doing it for you, not Ted. No, mm-hmm. Ted.
No.
Ted is doing this for this program. In fact, let's be honest. He's doing it for you.
He is.
In fact, you can turn off your TV and we can just hear about what Ted's watching. It's just as good.
That's a fact. He's not doing it for him. He's doing it for here.
No.
For everybody at home. He's a dedicated worker and he's dedicated to
the cause.
You can
only masturbate so many times in one day. That's what I found out.
So yesterday he was bringing the latest show on Netflix, Tiger King. Today he's brought us Love is Blind.
Love oh, my
is
God.
Blind. Love is Blind.
So let me guess.
He needs help.
Is this a,
all right, go ahead.
Is this a fictional story, nonfiction? What do we got here?
So, story of Ray Charles.
This is actually a new reality dating show that is on Netflix.
Now, let me guess that the people are blind.
Here's the twist.
Oh, no.
We actually have some of the preview right here. Wait for it.
I've met the person I want to spend the rest of my life with.
What?
I've never seen her before.
Here, you will choose someone to marry.
Hello.
Nice to hear from you.
Right?
Can't say see ya without ever seeing her.
If you're ready to find the love of your life.
Are you kidding me?
Game time.
The pods are now open.
What kind of work do you do?
So what are some of your biggest turnoffs?
So what are you looking for in a woman?
Ethnicity, race, physical appearance. None of that matters.
I'm really starting to emotionally connect with you.
This could be a remarkable love story.
No.
Yes.
Okay. No.
So that's the entire twist.
Is it? Let me ask you, is it one man and a bunch of women? Is it just everybody pairing up like a bunch of different
Correct.
Partners?
It's everybody pairing
okay.
up.
Okay. Right,
so they show it. They kind of give you an overhead
no,
look.
No, it's four men and three women.
Well, no, but, they, like, yeah.
but they don't know that there's an odd number.
It's like the odd mozzarella stick on the
right.
table.
It's just the setup.
There's four of us. They brought five. Who gets that last one?
See who gets their feelings hurt.
Exactly. So they actually give you a little bit of an overhead shot of how this is set up. There are what they call pods, and there's like 10 of them, I think. Five rows of, yeah, two rows of five, and they're talking to each other. They can't see each other. There's plenty of comfy couches in there and whatnot. They can sit there. They can lounge
about. Now, let me ask you a question. Much like what's behind door number one, door number two, or door number three, door number one would sometimes be a goat. Behind door number three, it was a brand new car. Is this the same as far as, wow, that's a really good-looking guy?
Right.
Wow, that's not, right. and vice versa.
It's funny that you mentioned that. Yeah. So our boy
I mean,
put in the hours.
It's blind, Miles.
Right,
love
that's
is
what
blind.
I'm saying. Like, is it all spectrums, or is everyone just very Hollywood good looking, or is it a mix?
So Ted put in the hours, and he checked this show out, and here's his official review. I did actually have him email me an official review here, and here is how it goes. He says, quote, I'm going to try to do my best to put this into Ted's own words here, because he did want me to read this word for word. Love is Blind is a dating show with a great premise not knowing what the other person looks like. The idea is simple. People go on quote-unquote dates, which are people talking through a wall but have never seen each other. The thing is, though, to me, these are the same hot people that would be on The Bachelor. Yeah, I mean, Love is Blind and personality matters, but where was the short, hairy, chubby guy? Hell, man, all these guys had hair. I will say this, though. They have my attention, and I will check back to see on who makes it and who doesn't. Oh, yeah. They have only 10 days before the next round. People getting engaged after a couple days. The first couple I really liked, but I think their family might have some thoughts. She's black and he's white, like from Maine white. White, man. Anyhow, in review, not sure that he would actually watch the show normally, but it's worth checking out in lockdown conditions.
Look, we have Tallahassee black, now there's Maine white.
Makes sense.
It's just
the two corners.
Just understand those in the know. You understand what's going on there, but...
like Mike's gloves.
I know.
Yeah, those are dark gloves.
Yes,
yeah,
they are.
Oh, goodness. So, again, that's Love is Blind. That's on Netflix right now. If you're looking for a new way of new dating show.
For one reason, man, and it's exactly what Ted was saying in his review, which is a bunch of hot people getting together, bachelor. It is right. They don't need help. Think about the people we work with. Take a look around, all right? So now we've had a great conversation. They removed the screen. We're looking at each other. Ooh. I want to see that. It's like we said with the Real Housewives. I don't want to see rich people. I do not care if they had just housewives of, I don't know.
Of Golden Gardens Trailer Park.
Golden Gardens Trailer Park. Like, I would watch that because their fights are going to be different.
That's a fact.
Jimmy's supposed to be home by 5:30.
Right.
Now it's 6:20.
I have a pretty good idea what he's doing.
And I'm going to get in that car and I'm going to find him because I know just where I'm going.
Because you're
going
to watch the show if you know the wife's going to beat her husband with a hot skillet.
Then she pulls into a tavern, walks into the bar, drags his ass out of there while he chugs the rest of his Bud Light before he says goodbye and pays with his
throws crumpled dollar bills
to his friends.
I would watch that. Mm-hmm. I would watch a dating show where everyone, not everyone's ugly, but again, there's seven people, not an even number, and five of them are ugly.
Right.
Yeah.
These guys have nothing to worry about.
Most people aren't really good looking.
No.
I mean, that's why when you see someone who's really good looking, wow, that person's very good looking.
You'll point it out.
Because it's like, you know, it's not normal.
It's like when you see a Lamborghini on the road. You go, wow.
Wow, someone's got a Lamborghini.
Right.
Because it's not normal.
See, they did the same thing with The Voice, and they screwed it up in the same way. The Voice had a great premise. It was supposed to be, looks don't matter. People get up on the stage, and if they have a beautiful voice, they have a beautiful voice. It didn't take any time at all for all the ugly people to quit being on The Voice.
Right. It's kind of why, like, Roseanne worked back in the day. It was real. The characters looked real. Why people, for some reason, like Mama June. You know what I mean? Because, like, I saw her at the grocery store earlier. I can at least relate to this person.
Yeah, I think Mama June, she was fascinating in her truthfulness.
Sure.
Like, you can't believe truth could fall that deep, but you still go,
but it's not like Real Housewives of Atlanta, because right. That's not real.
No.
You know what I mean?
I think Mama June was fascinated because she was a package deal. Everybody was fascinated about Honey Boo Boo there for a second. Then they looked at Mom and went, oh, damn.
You know, there's you're
two
right,
of them.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Started with Honey Boo Boo and you're like, whoa, your mom, that's different.
So some more updates here. We do have some more updates as far as the coronavirus. Dr. Phil is back, by the way.
Hey.
He has a tip to
have you improved your Dr. Phil boy?
Not one iota.
Come on.
Not one iota. He does have a tip to minimize the spread of the coronavirus. Stop humping around.
Thank you.
He's one to talk.
In other words,
I mean, come on.
I got a bed in my office. You press a button, it drops out of the wall.
Has been married.
Then your womb broom goes to the ladies.
He's been married a lot. He's the guy that got busted having sex with his clients on his couch.
That's what I'm saying. No, he had a bed that was like in the
bed. Oh, these are bad times now.
So quit humping around.
Come see Dr. Phil. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
In other words, stay home.
It's not a mustache. I wear my unibrow low.
I'm going to give you those 15 minutes for free. They will not be charged to you.
It's going to feel like a kitten's whiskers brush by. That's all. Try not to giggle when it brushes your thighs.
Oh, rub the top of my melon dome.
Oh, yeah. You look at me from the top, I look like one of them scrubbing bubbles in your sink. That's
so
right.
Clean up there, you can, it's like a mirror. You put makeup on in that bad boy.
Oh, dear lordy. Okay, so.
You thought that was a mustache? That shred of wheat's been stuck to my lip for the last 15 years, dog. That's cereal, son.
The womb.
Go ahead, take a bite.
The womb.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. So for your viewing entertainment online...
I can still smell it in there.
It's like a tree when you count the rings. Because count each cent.
Just hold that odor. It's hard to wash out.
It's like made out of carbon.
Golly.
Ooh. It just sucks the odor right
out
of the
sky.
Man,
I love women. Man, I love women. Wow. That is amazing.
Okay,
yeah.
Moving on.
You know he does that.
Oh, yeah. Go shake my head back and forth real quick.
I need some ice cream.
There's a new challenge online for your online viewing entertainment. Soccer players are doing it. It's called the Toilet Paper Challenge.
Okay. Using what, the least amount possible?
No, so what... what they're doing is they're bouncing around a roll of toilet paper a lot like they would a soccer ball. And it's basically how long can you keep the thing up there? Because it doesn't have the same dimensions, doesn't have the same weight as a soccer ball.
People are like selling toilet paper on the black market. And the soccer players are like, listen, dog, you get a hold of toilet paper roll. I know you want to wipe your ass, but another fun thing, just keep kicking
my
piss
out
of it. My
rolls are too valuable for that. I had to change one today. I was like, uh-oh, I'm down one.
Right.
You know,
it's like losing stock.
Right.
And one final bit of an update here. It says, you've heard of the push-up challenge. Well, rappers including Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa are doing the push-up challenge.
The push-up challenge. Jesus Christ, of course.
It's when you take 10 puffs off a blunt without letting any smoke out.
Without doing what?
Without letting any smoke out.
Jesus, Wiz.
Good
God. That would be hard.
For you, Miles?
Yeah, I could do that.
I think you could do it.
No way. Not off a blunt.
Well, it depends on the blunt.
The blunt's got tobacco in it. So for me, I couldn't do 10. You know what I mean? I couldn't hold.
How many do you think you could do?
I could do about 3. Probably.
Okay.
Before I just go,
yeah, right.
I suppose that is why it's a challenge, but dang. Have you guys actually heard of the push-up challenge?
I'm assuming that you're challenged to do push-ups.
Basically. So
I thought it was about a push-up.
Just don't film it and put it online, please. I don't care.
It's one of those that is going around. It's kind of like the ice bucket challenge. Now, granted, nothing is going toward ALS or anything like that.
It's going to your chest and your traps.
So they're basically challenging people to do push-ups with, like, people sitting on their back. Or they're just doing push-ups.
Yeah, I can't. A dog on the back or something like that.
One thing there is Baker Mayfield, quarterback, former quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
Former?
Well, yeah, they got a real quarterback in there now.
Who the hell did they get?
Case Keenum.
Oh.
They traded for Casey Keenum?
No, he's still there.
Oh,
they just brought him.
Mike thinks he sucks. Right. Mike's convinced this dude's going to throw his way out of the NFL.
Because, wait for it, so he actually did the challenge. His form was absolutely awful. And he got ripped online. He shared it. It's on his Twitter or his Instagram, one of the two. But he shared it online, and people are ripping his form up and down. And one of my favorites here, actually somebody quoted, said, Case Keenum confirmed as starting quarterback. Just based on that form.
So. You got to remember, Baker Mayfield's so smooth, he gets hooked up in a parking lot of a Cheesecake Factory.
He does.
That guy's got game.
Nothing like game.
Maybe that's why I hate him. It's not okay. Moving on. World of sports. We mentioned yesterday Joe Buck is doing a bit of commentary from home to fill the void. Good news, we've got another. So you guys don't just have to listen to Joe Buck here.
Thank God.
If you were missing some racing in your life, you're not. Mike Bagley has us covered with a little of dog racing. Do we have that up there?
Here they come. They complete a lap number 5. You got Lexi in the lead. Louie trying to track her down. Here's Louie to the inside. He'll back away. Oh, Millie gets in the way. They make contact. Here again, Lexi leading out of turn number 3. Here comes Louie trying to shut it down. Checker flag in the air. Lexi will win by 5 dog lengths.
He posted this on his Twitter. It's basically his dogs just running around his pool.
Okay, now do you think that part of the reason that these guys do it, it's like a boxer that shadow boxes. Like, I've got to do something. Like,
absolutely.
I can post it, but like this is what I do. I get the feeling in their world, right? If you are one of those types of guys where you call plays all the time, everything you look at, there's probably some kind of dialogue going on in their head. And a waitress walking back to the bar. Oh, almost got taken up. Like, they can't help. It's like a movie critic. The worst thing you could do is probably go to a movie on a date. Like, you don't want to go with me. It's just, I'm going to ruin this for you.
You know what the worst is, though? Don't ever go to dinner with a former server.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I can't
Jesus.
Put the glasses down first.
You want to kill yourself before 10 minutes.
That.
Taking a little long to get here. She just looked at us and she turned away and she went back in.
That's unbelievable. You'd think they'd have poured water by now.
I am thirsty.
I mean, at least let's order our drinks, right? I would have handed you
the
drink.
She would at least come over. We should at least have some acknowledgement at this point.
But that said, never be stuck in a car and listen to the radio with any of us.
That's a fact.
It's like whatever profession. We become the electrician.
Horrible.
I don't know who did this before, but they don't know what the hell they were
songs
doing.
In a row.
Oh, my God.
Right. Who cares?
My fiance,
I'm on a 40-minute free ride. What the hell is that?
My fiance will get frustrated with me. If I'm ever on a day off and I have the ability to listen to this show,
don't do it.
I'm sitting there listening the entire time, and she's just getting so red in the face shouting at me, turn the radio off!
Yeah, I don't blame her.
But, no, I said that about Joe Buck yesterday when we played that bit. He is just losing his mind. Do you think people actually care about his wife and his kid doing whatever it is they're doing?
They care.
No, he's bored.
I thought it was more entertaining than anything else I've ever heard him call.
Him, yes, but he's bored. He doesn't have anything to do.
That's it, man.
That's all of us.
He can't work from home. He actually has to talk about sports. When there's no sports on, he's got nothing to talk about.
He's not being creative. Miles played me a guy because he is an announcer for rugby. All right?
All right.
And what this guy did, instead of telling us about what your kids or your pets are doing, this guy was just spying on general people above it. So if you're pushing your stroller.
Robin put it up on our Facebook page.
Oh, excellent.
You follow the men's room there. He's just doing
this guy's stuff. Calls are fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, I would watch him, and it's just people doing ordinary life. Not one person does anything interesting. Understand that. They're crossing the street. You could watch Boring Life if this guy is doing the announcement.
I like it.
Oh, he was outstanding.
Mm-hmm. One thing you have to remember about Joe Buck, he does play-by-play. So the unwritten rule in journalism is, as far as someone doing play-by-play and someone being a color commentator,
right?
Play-by-play, you're neutral. Okay,
no matter what.
Even though the color guy could lean one way or another, like, oh, God, he sucks, or he could give his opinion.
Right.
That's not the job of the play-by-play guy. So if there's nothing, he can go, oh, man, that was a stupid idea for the Carolina Panthers to release Cam Newton.
That's a great idea.
But he can't, whatever his feelings are, he can't let that. He's got to be a neutral party and call the game as a neutral party. So I'm sure he's losing his mind because he can't even jump on a talk show and talk about what the draft looks like or what anything like that looks like.
Right. He can't do anything
cross that line. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. More sports news. Peyton Manning, speaking of sportscasters, Peyton Manning has turned down ESPN's Monday Night Football. Sources say the overriding factor was whether Manning finally wanted to enter the broadcast booth and commit to a weekly schedule in the fall, and the answer still remains no.
I give him credit for that. They're throwing a lot of money at him. The guy's likable, you know?
Right.
He's just, no.
And he's one of those, I've been almost playing a game in the past few years of the NFL, listening to these people post interviews, whatnot. You can start to pick out who are they going to start fishing to get into that booth and talk
to. Absolutely. Yeah.
And you also have to remember his dad is Archie Manning.
Right.
His older brother was a quarterback before he was.
Right.
His younger brother has won two Super Bowls.
His whole life has been about football.
Exactly.
And for the first time, it's been two, but give the guy, I mean, every single day of his life
been about football.
So even if it's only been 2 or 3 years, like, give the guy a break. He just wants to see what the real world is.
Let me hang out with Keith Urban or whoever the hell it is.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Brad Paisley.
I just want to do my insurance commercials. Mm-hmm. All right, there you go, fellas.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. All right, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Good news. A new program called Facetune will give you a digital facelift
so you won't look like ass on the conference call.
Meanwhile, a Tennessee man tries to steal beer and toilet paper, but because of an auto lock on the shopping cart, his attempt stalls. Florida couple argues after sex when woman throws pee napkin in a man's head. And the Netherlands forget toilet paper. Shoppers want the stuff that helps them go to bed. And people are now stocking up on chest freezers.
It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, Tom, sorry, we head to the Netherlands where people are hoarding something other than toilet paper. The government issued a decree that near all restaurants and bars are being ordered to shut their doors. Without the ability to freely purchase their alcohol, they're turning to something else, sales of marijuana.
Not shocked at all.
Oh,
you might want to load up on your snack booze.
While the plant isn't targeted by authorities, it has never been fully legalized, but desperate times call for desperate measures.
Yeah, why not?
If the worst thing people are going to do is smoke and chill the hell out, it's probably a good thing.
Right.
You want them to stay indoors, right?
Everybody keep calm.
Keep them in the couch.
Pardon me.
In other news, meanwhile, in the state of New York, health officials are bringing up old methods to find a way to treat the coronavirus. Officials began collecting plasma from people that have recovered from the virus and are testing its effects after being injected into patients fighting it off. Okay. We're going back to the tried and true method of, here's some healthy blood, put it inside you.
Hey, man, if I had it, I'd be like, try what you need to.
Next thing you can do with a poop.
There you go.
Well, that's right. It actually works sometimes.
Yeah. What do they call that?
Hair, have my poop.
Like the fecal transplant.
Yeah.
Someone who has healthy gut. Bacteria or whatever.
Right. Over in Wales, a family-run engineering company is doing their part to help the world by manufacturing special ventilators. Their prototype has already successfully treated a patient of the virus, so they've ramped up production and are now manufacturing 100 new ventilators each and every day.
Yeah, the fact that this thing has is a worldwide deal, you know, everybody at one time jumping on this one thing all at once. And I don't, you know, I mean, like, you think of all the terrible things that are out, the cancer, AIDS, all these things, but there was no urgency, it doesn't seem like, for any of that stuff.
Right.
But now, like, all these doctors, I mean, surely something will come rather quickly, considering all the resources that are being put in.
Exactly.
You know,
all the heads that are on it.
Trying to figure this stuff out.
You bet. In Michigan, we're finding that people aren't just hoarding toilet paper and hand sanitizer, but have moved on to a brand new item to swipe up. Freezers.
Okay.
Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer issued an executive order, much like what we have here in Washington State, which is a stay home, stay safe executive order. This new order sent people into a frenzy, panic buying multiple items from the store, most recently freezers being the high ticket item. Here's my theory on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you want to get stuff that's non-perishable. People are getting, you know, meats and whatnot that need to be frozen. They're getting a ton of ice cream, but like if you're like me, you just have that little tiny freezer on top of your fridge.
You can't put five DiGiornos in there.
No,
you need a big chest freezer.
Exactly. Just, I didn't. Okay, yeah. A man in Florida may be the first man to pull this excuse. He recently pawned his truck for $1,500, but after not being able to make the pawn payments, he took his spare key, busted into the truck, and drove it away. When found and stopped by police, the man said the coronavirus made him do it, saying that he was freaked out over the whole situation and later admitted that he could have handled getting his truck back in a different way.
Well, they know that part.
Right.
Yes, you could have done that in a much different way.
Nevertheless, he was arrested and charged.
The corona made me do it.
Right.
Come on, man.
I mean, maybe he's hard up for cash and so he pawned it off and that's
a lot of people are.
Right. Then you stole your damn truck back.
Corona may have made you do it, but not coronavirus.
Another thief was thwarted over in Tennessee. I do like the story. A man walked into a local Kroger and loaded up a cart full of beer and toilet paper. He then attempted to make his escape without paying for the products, but was thwarted when the cart rolled past the alarm sensors. The sensors set off a safety feature in the cart and locked the wheels, making it nearly impossible for the man to continue to haul the goods along. And instead, he conceded and abandoned the cart as he fled.
I have seen that lock thing before on back wheels.
Really?
I didn't know that it was electronically connected to the sensors.
I've never seen this. I need to try to steal something.
I am pretty sure the Fred Meyers got that.
All right.
Yeah, but doesn't matter. Whatever card I get, it's not about the sensor. I'm not stealing anything. I get
the wiggle wheel.
Tick, 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 every time. But I'm pretty sure that's what that is. So it's like a little plastic cap you'll see on the back wheel.
Right.
Yeah. And I guess it locks up if you steal something.
Probably got that same
one. I wouldn't know because I'm an upstanding citizen.
Well, don't try to steal something in the shopping cart.
Okay, but follow me on this one. There's been a handful of times where I've tried to walk through that dumbass sensor and they just didn't, you know, hit the metal thing right.
Yeah.
And so the alarm goes off. Am I about to screw up my own cart as I'm heading out to my car if I go out through that thing?
No.
Maybe.
That's why they need Costco Sharpie guy.
That's right.
Because he's on it.
Sure, he got all that stuff, absolutely.
He sees everything.
He's seen it. He's watching it.
You guys ever get the cart that the wheel just gives up on you?
Every time.
Well, not the Tatink one, but it actually just full out locks up.
Everything.
Yeah, one corner.
Right.
If it sucks, I got it.
So you go to push it, it makes like a 180 and you hit something.
Right.
Yeah. Even the guy who is living outside and is pushing all his belongings down the street has a better shopping cart than the one I picked out in the store.
He needs to. He needs a high-performance vehicle, Miles.
Right. He does. If you're looking for a little escapism, a man in England has just been sentenced after his little talent act last year. The man was arrested after multiple witnesses saw him expose himself while in public on a sidewalk, balancing a pie on his head.
Hey, I challenge you to try that.
He even managed to pull his pants back up without sending the pie to the floor.
I mean, look, I know it's illegal, but I'm impressed.
That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
All right, everybody. Hang in there. Be safe. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. In the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.